Peter Schweitzer. He is the author of Clinton Cash. It inspired the investigation the FBI is now doing in the first place. He's been interviewed multiple times by the Bureau. Peter, it's great to see you this morning. So tell us, how can she have received $1 million from a foreign country? I mean, that just seems so out of bounds. What are the details?
Yeah, it's completely out of bounds. You know, when Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State, as a condition of taking that job, Tucker, they agreed to do a number of things. Have complete transparency, disclosing donors. Donations from foreign governments had to have pre-approval. In this case, that didn't happen. They didn't disclose it. And now this is multiple violations in this regard. So you have Gutter at a time when the Arab Spring is taking place. They're very anxious about what the U.S. position is going to be, giving $1 million to the Clinton Foundation, and the Clinton Foundation not disclosing that as they had agreed to do.
They're not required, or they were not required by law to do that? I mean, this was just a sort of gentleman's agreement she made?
Well, it was a written agreement with Barack Obama, to his credit. Barack Obama said, in order for you to be Secretary of State, you need to do this. Hillary Clinton also said to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee during her confirmation hearings, there would be complete transparency. So they failed to live up with it. And the problem is, Tucker, of course, they're making promises now that there's not going to be any more foreign money. Bill's not going to give speeches. We got to take that with a grain of salt, or a grain of sand, actually, in a way, because they have not lived up to their previous commitments, and there's no expectation that they would now.
Just to sort of put this in context, I want to put a graphic on the screen of some of the money that the Clinton Foundation has taken from foreign governments. So 1 to 5 from Qatar, Saudi, 10 to 25 million, Kuwait up to 10, UAE up to 5, Brunei up to 5, Oman up to 5, Algeria up to 500,000. I mean, among many other things you notice, like, these are all countries in which women don't have, you know, Western understanding of, like, civil rights. I mean, if she's president, yeah, how is she going to deal with these countries knowing that, you know, she owes something to them?
Well, that's right, Tucker. I mean, add on top of that the speaking fees, the millions of dollars in money from these same governments that ended up in the Clintons' pockets. Look, I mean, this is a huge problem.
Yeah.
And as much as the Clintons want to say that this money was given with no strings attached, I think we all know that governments like Saudi Arabia don't give money away for nothing. They expect something in return.
Nobody does. That's exactly right. Peter Schweitzer, it's great to see you. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Tucker.
For all the